listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. State Labor says an HR system that can't track the number of nursing vacancies in Tasmania is completely unacceptable after requesting the data from the Health Department. Labor's asked for that vacancy figure in the Legislative Council, but a state government response notes it's not possible for the Health Department to draw that info from the current system. Almost $22 million has been promised to upgrade the system, currently pen on paper. Schools are bracing for disruptions this week ahead of a statewide teachers' strike. The state's education union calling for action on growing wage and welfare concerns. AEU Tasmania President David Genford says teacher assistants will join the walkout.
Our teacher assistants are some of the lowest paid of any profession, ones where they don't actually even get paid for the full 52 weeks, which is pretty much a disgrace.
There are calls for pharmacists to offer more services to save Tasmanians a trip to the GP. They want to be able to offer more vaccinations and even some prescriptions. Pharmacy Guild President Professor Trent Toomey has told Seven the wait times for doctors these days are unacceptable.
There's a lot of things that we know Australians are really comfortable with having a conversation with their pharmacist about that can prevent them from having to wait many days to see a GP or to sit for many hours in one of our overcrowded emergency departments.
Wildlife authorities have completed a mammoth cleanup on the west coast following the tragic mass stranding of around 200 pilot whales. Local salmon companies helped the Natural Resources and Environment Department tow the dead mammals into deep water yesterday, while a small number remain on Ocean Beach, but they'll be buried there when conditions permit. Around 44 whales were saved throughout the operation. And records have tumbled in the AFLW with Adelaide sealing a monster 96-point victory over GWS. The Giants' only score of the day was a behind. Crows coach Matthew Clark remaining humble despite the side's dominant display.
It broke open for us, but it was built off the same things we've been doing for the last month, so it was good.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.